unapologetic and unafraid. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Right back to it. John Carlson here. Talk Radio 570 KVI. All right. We're going to hear from Rick Santelli here in just a moment about this jobs report just out. Before we get to it, I have been a longtime supporter of Brad Owen for lieutenant governor. He's a friend of mine. I've known him well. He was at my wedding. Good guy, Democrat, conservative Democrat. And I have supported him in the primary this year. And I anticipated supporting him in the general. But you know what? The more I think about it, the more I believe that we really do need change. And I'm very impressed with the campaign Bill Finkbeiner has run. I'm very impressed with how he's conducted himself. I think that he's raised some legitimate issues about, well, that suggests that Brad may just been in office a little too long. And also, I don't respect politicians who just try and walk away from a fight instead of engaging, who just try and duck debates, duck tough questions. And Brad's been doing a lot of ducking lately. So after a lot of thought, I have decided that I'm supporting Bill Finkbeiner for lieutenant governor here, and I'm going to change my endorsement to reflect that. It currently reads that I'm neutral and I'll announce my decision at the end of October. It took me an extra couple. Well, actually, I decided yesterday that I think Bill Finkbeiner would be the best choice. I think he's earned your vote. I think he'd do a great job. So, again, filling out the sample ballot, which you can download at KVI.com. Again, that's at KVI.com. I'll post my legislative choices later on this morning as well. Right now, let us go to CNBC's Rick Santelli getting into something of a shouting match with some of his colleagues because he says this jobs report, 171,000 new jobs, doesn't impress him very much at all.
Hey, Rick, why don't you talk about the market's reaction to it? Because we did see some modest gains, but maybe not a sharp reaction from the market.
Oh, you didn't see a sharp reaction in the pre-opening equities, but, you know, a lot of times on this employment report, you wait till a full opening at 9:30. But nonetheless, we're up about 35 points now on the pre-opening Dow, and you're up about 6 basis points, about 5 basis points on a 10-year note yield. And I'll tell you what, guys, I wish you would have came to me before the number, because 7.9, I didn't call it 1 month ago, I called it 2 months ago. But you know what, Joe? I want you to listen to this in particular.
I got this one.
Joe, this is a great day. And I'll tell you, the current administration really ought to celebrate today because of outside of revisions coming in today. From the entire term of this administration, from February 09 to today, they came in on the establishment survey down 61,000.
Now, with revisions,
believe me, I added it up four times.
But you're missing the 380 they're adding for the benchmark revisions, but that's okay.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? I am not wrong. You want to do the math? You want to
I do it all the time.
But you left out the revision.
You left out the
establishment survey without the revision. We are now up. Net job creation is in positive territory the Friday before Tuesday, and without the revisions, you go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you add up February 09 through last month, you get minus 61,000.
Yeah, but the reality is, Rick, there is a benchmark revision.
That is the reality.
Are we back to suggesting the numbers are made up? Is that what's reality?
No, we're back to pick whatever numbers.
Spin, Rick?
Not spin.
Should I send you the release where the government said there's 380 additional 1,000 jobs in the benchmark revision through March 2012?
Let Diane's list. Diane, what do you think?
BLS website, February to last.
I'll send you the report, Rick. Better to be quiet now.
Well, of course they want him to hush up. The most important thing he said through that back and forth was that when you go to February 2009, he's not going to hold Barack Obama responsible for any job losses in January. He didn't take office till January 20th. But he says if you look at the job growth from February 2009 until this morning, you see a net loss of 60,000 jobs.
Believe me, I added it up four times.
And that's the point to key in on, that basically President Obama is saying, please reelect me, because after 4 years in office, things are now as bad as they were when I got here. That's what that's all he can say. The unemployment rate is what it was. It's actually a little bit higher, but we'll say it's what it was when he got there. And it, you know, went higher, and then it stayed at 8%, and it just stuck there for 3.5 years. Then it went all the way down to 7.8% last month. Now it's back up to 7.9%. So when you look at the actual number of jobs, the things that people care about, who aren't spinning this stuff, the people who are living the reality of more or fewer jobs, more opportunity, less opportunity, rising wages or falling wages. Those people are living in an America where there have been 60,000 fewer net jobs created today than there was 4 years ago.
That you grow an economy from the middle out, not from the top down.
Well, it would be good if you grew it, period, at this point, in any direction, from any direction.
Believe me, I added it up four times.
So this is what's... And when you hear about 171,000, remember, there's also a lot of people who are... A lot of jobs that are being lost as well. So when you look from February 2009, the first full month of the president's administration, to today, you have a net loss of 60,000 jobs.